首先呢，我们来看看法国24电视台的一篇报道，题为呢法国请求当地人对游客友好一些。法国可以说是世界各地游客的首选旅游目的地，看到这样的消息呢，还真是让人半信半疑。 A report by France24.com says that France begs its citizens to lighten up with tourists. The world's most popular city, Paris, is wrestling with its reputation as the rudest place on earth for tourists.French authorities have ruled out yet another plea for locals to refrain from the Gallic snarl in encounters with foreign visitors. Speaking at the launch of a new master plan for tourism at a national conference, Commerce Minister Fleur Pellerin said France needed to recover a sense of hospitality, as too often they mistake service for servility.
Accompanying her was French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, who said the government now aims to attract 100 million tourists a year, compared to 83 million in 2012.
Yeah, have you ever been to France?
Oui, d'accord, et je parle français. the key to it is to speak French. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't speak perfect French, si vous parlez français avec les Français, pas de problème. If you speak French with the French people, there is not a problem. Now, I know that if you're only going there like temporarily or something, then you haven't got time to learn French fluently. However, just learn a few words. Please, s'il vous plaît, literally, if it pleases you. Thank you, merci. And just those two words alone will mean that you have a much nicer time in Paris, because they do appreciate it if you at least say bonjour,which is like good day or hello to them. Of course, you know, I mean, it's and a please and thank you, you know, that's very important too. Just if you make the effort to learn those three words, then it should be okay.
And I believe that France have been a very popular tourist destinations for tourists all over the world. And also Chinese people are interested in this place. But I heard from some friend that if you speak English in France, then probably nobody would like to talk to you. Yeah. Is that true?
You know,
I don't know.
I don't think so. Now, I think it's just like people can maybe sense how you approach them. If people think that that French person's going to be rude to them, they might approach them with a certain attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a defensive attitude, which might make that person not, you know, be a bit rude.
Yeah, and feel uncomfortable.
But if Parisian people, the citizens of Paris, they do have a reputation for being rude. Now, I can honestly tell you, I've been to Paris many times. They've never been rude to me, but I've always approached them, not only speaking French, which helps, but also in a friendly way. You know, actually, people say the same. People that live in other parts of Britain outside London say that London people are also rude. I find Londoners to be the friendliest people in the country, personally, and the most open-minded. But I'm one of them. Maybe that's it. But people that come to London, say from other parts of Britain, with this preconceived ideas that Londoners are rude, they will only find what they expect to find. So this is my theory about life in general.
Yeah.
You know, you'll find what you expect to find.
But the report, you know, very interesting, is said that on the other hand, Parisians themselves reportedly do not enjoy Parisian manners either. And a survey 2 years ago by Paris transport operator RATP found that 97% of Parisians believe their fellow citizens were ill-mannered and lack civility.
You know, there are lots of surveys that have found that foreign visitors rate the French capital as one of the world's most hostile places, although France is currently also the world's most visited country.
Yeah.
Who would have thought it? There's a lot to do and see in Paris, you know. I'll tell you something, if you are going to Paris, it is expensive, ferociously expensive. And I'm talking about from the point of view of a Londoner. London's
expensive.
You mean
expensive. Accommodation or meals?
Like, if you're going to have a cup of coffee at one of those pavement cafes, then be prepared to spend 100 quid on it.
Okay,
it's expensive.
You're now recommending Chinese tourists to turn to London directly.
Well, I mean, you know, just, you know, that you don't go to the main tourist areas for your coffee. Go somewhere else. You'll still find a little back street bar, which has some coffee tables outside. I would go there. I mean, I avoid those tourist areas. If you're going to be eating and drinking in any city, including Beijing, find the real authentic places, the cheap places down the back streets.
Yeah, somewhere that nothing to do with tourism or tourists.
Make sure it's full of local people.
Yeah.
If you're in Beijing, make sure it's full of Chinese people, not foreign visitors. Same in Paris, same in any city. Go where the locals go, and then you'll be paying a lower price. And I think about getting a better quality food and coffee or whatever you want.
That's actually a very smart way to explore a city that you don't know before. 如果收音机前有去过法国的朋友呢，欢迎你跟我们分享你对于法国和法国人的印象，到底是不是像报道里说的那样，法国人对于游客呢不是特别的友好。跟我们互动的方式呢非常简单，在微信上添加我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀。If you've visited France, please let us know your impression of the country and local people.
Yes, that's right. We'd love to know if you have been to France. Tell us your impressions on WeChat. You'll find us on there simply at China Drive, and we'll include your messages on the show.
Yeah, exactly.